Welcome to What's the Word? Thoughts from a Ravenpaw. My name is Tyler, but you can call me Big Bear. That's what I'm known as on the interwebs. So, this is going to be a new podcast. I am trying to decide what I want to do with my life, and I thought a podcast sounded good. I have the time to dedicate to it and the desire to create a podcast. So I think all that put together will help me be successful. Now, the title of this podcast is What's the Word? And I chose that because I have troubles finding words for things that I'm saying, or for things that I'm thinking and feeling. That's just kind of how I've always been. Unfortunately so, but I'm going to structure this on the title, and I'm going to choose a word that the episode will kind of be based on, that'll encapsulate it. So today, what's the word? Introductions. I gave you who I am, and now, what am I doing here? I want to create a community. I'm a part of some gaming communities and some Harry Potter communities that I really, really appreciate and enjoy. And I kind of want to do the same, have the same sort of goal, and create a place where people can come and have a good time, interact, and who knows, maybe learn something new. I also want to share experiences of mine. I won't say I've had the hardest time in life, but, you know, the only life I've lived is mine, and sometimes it's been hard. So I want to share that. I find it easier to get over things and deal with things if you can talk about them. And, you know, ultimately, just like I said, with the community, kind of a support group. You know, if you ever feel like you're feeling down, or you need something or someone to talk to, you know, I'll be here. I'm not the best with advice, but I can, based on my experiences, I can you know, at least give you my opinion, and maybe you'll find someone else through the community who can help you with that. So, what overall do I want this podcast to be? Fun. I want to be able to have a good time and, you know, just talk about whatever comes to mind. I want it to be witty and just random. I am a very random person. We'll get into this more later, but I have ADD and I'm dyslexic. So, I am very random and have a hard time paying attention to things and, you know, most of the time I have a hard time reading. But, again, we'll get into that in a different episode, but I just wanted to give you a quick overview on all that. Some things I want to talk about. Harry Potter. Harry Potter is my favorite book series. I'll have to look into this more, but I can't quite remember the first, like when I first read the book, the first book, but Harry Potter is over 20 years old. I'm 25. That's crazy. Between Harry Potter and video games. Video games, I've played my entire life. I really want to be a professional gamer. Professional streamer in general. But I want to play video games doing that. Again, we'll talk about random things that I have. I'm going to start keeping a little notebook of things that I think about to talk about. And then we'll throw in some life experiences, some stories. I have some pretty funny stories I want to tell you all. You know, I want this to be lighthearted. I want it to be something, you know, you can listen to if you're having a bad day, or, you know, if you're having a good day, and it'll either lift you up or help you to continue to have a good day. You know, sometimes we'll get a little deep, and that's all right. Life isn't always sunshine and daisies, but hey, we can talk about it. We can talk about anything here. And then art. I am a graphic designer, and that's like right above like streaming and all that stuff. I would really love to be a professional graphic designer, and especially in a space like Twitch or YouTube, around video games. I like making logos, illustrations. I like drawing, all that sort of thing. So that's my plan. I want to talk about all this stuff. While I have you here, I want to just start talking about some of how this show's gonna be structured. And that's an easy one. It's not. I am a very disorganized person. Always have been. Always will be. But some people might think that that's a flaw or a downfall. I look at it as a character quirk. So, you know, it'll be a little bit random, and I know it'll get structured once I kind of know or get a feel for what I'm doing here. So right now, I'm honestly just winging it. Like I said, I currently have some free time to work with, so a lot of that will be used to get some sort of structure. But some things I want to have in my podcast are a Harry Potter character of the day. Probably a little, maybe 5-10 minute little tidbit of a Harry Potter character, and it's not going to be in any particular order, but I'll tell you who it is, and then we'll talk about probably like their wand, their Patronus, family, you know, any relevant information that is interesting, and you know, maybe you'll learn something. Especially if you're a Harry Potter fan, and maybe with that we'll do a Harry Potter fact that you might not know. I wrote down a list of like things to talk about, and one of the things that I put on there was food for thought. I don't really know. That's kind of generic and kind of a bit of a cliche. But I'm thinking with that, I want to just say something profound, or I don't know. I don't even know. Just give you something to think about. And again, I want to keep it lighthearted, so it probably won't be like super, super deep or profound. But you know, just something to think about as you live your life. And because I am a proud Ravenclaw, hashtag Ravenclaw pride, I want to do a riddle of the day. I want to give you the riddle and see how many of you can get it. I might try to solve it myself, but I don't know how fun that would be for you guys. So I think I'll give you the riddle of the day, and then we'll talk about it in the beginning of the next episode. I think that would be a really fun way to interact with you guys. Let's see. I mean, that's pretty much all for introductions. I just really would like to, you know, be there for other people like so many people have been there for me. I want to inspire people to honestly just be themselves. You know, in this world, there are a lot of people who can't be themselves because they're afraid of what everybody else thinks. And, you know, honestly, I am one of those people. I truly and deeply care about what other people think and have to say. And I know a lot of the time that hinders my own creativity, my own life, really. I can't be myself. I feel uncomfortable being myself, all that sort of thing. So I want this to be a place where we can express those things and talk about those things. And you know, if you ever have anything you want to talk about, you want me to talk about particularly, like I said before, I'm not the best at giving advice, but based on my experiences, I can give you my opinion, give you my thoughts. Because I've had a lot of experiences in just about Everything. I've been through a lot. Good and bad. It's not all been bad. So just keep that in mind. Like I said, this will mostly be kind of fun and uplifting and lighthearted. So I have a lot of really good stories, and I think every episode I want to tell you a story and then kind of just reflect on it a little bit and then just get into my random thoughts for that day. This will be probably a twice weekly deal. I haven't really got a schedule for it yet. Like I said, I'm doing my best figuring out a schedule for myself, but you got to start somewhere. And I know a lot of creators who, I mean, had to start somewhere, you know what I mean? Everybody had to start somewhere. So, we're gonna just see where this takes us. I don't want to be rich and famous in life. That's not really a goal of mine. If it happened, I would take that and I would run with it for sure. But I want people to know that there is someone looking out for them, that there's someone who will listen, someone who has been through what they've been through and can relate. And let's just have a good time. Again, I have a hard time expressing into words how what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling. So if I read or if I repeat something a few times or kind of schwaffle a little bit, that's just how I am. That I don't know if that'll ever change, but again, it's part of who I am. If there's one thing to take away from this podcast is just love yourself, love who you are. I mean, it matters what other people thinks to a degree, but you shouldn't be afraid to be who you are just because of what other people think. You need to find out who you are in and of yourself. And if someone doesn't like it and they dislike you because of that, or they don't want to be friends with you or talk to you because of that, then you know what? As much as it might suck, especially if you want that person in your life, maybe they're not the right person to be in your life. And I'm not talking about specific relationships like boyfriend, girlfriend, friendship, whatever, just all of them. If someone is in your life who doesn't approve of who you are or gives you a hard time for who you are in a negative way, you know what? Maybe it's time to expand your friend group a little bit, to expand your horizons. That got a little bit deep. Let's pick it up a little bit. So, I am Big Bear, as I said. That's what my online personality is, I suppose you could say. Big Bear 312. 312 stands for March 12th, which is my birthday. I like bears a lot. Like, that's an understatement, but bears are my favorite animal. Growing up, everybody was like, "Oh, you look like a teddy bear." And then when I, hit puberty, started growing hair and being hairy, people said I just remind them of a bear. So my PlayStation gamer tag is X Simone Grizzly, and the reason for that is grizzly bears are definitely my favorite, and they're just gigantic and awesome. But people would always think I'm Samoan. I am not Samoan. I'm half black and half white, and the white side of me is like German, Irish, Dutch, and like English, but like from England. And then I'm African American. But a lot of people think I'm Samoan, and so I just thought it was kind of a cool a name to be Samoan Grizzly. But everywhere else, Big Bear 312, Big Bear Designs is my quote unquote company, my graphic design alias, I guess you could say. Yeah, Big Bear. I'm a big dude and I like bears. That's where the name came from. I like the way it sounds. I stream to Twitch. I'm pretty active on Twitter. I don't tweet a lot right now. Still trying to get into it. I've always been a Facebook person just because that's what I had first. And then Instagram, I post a lot of my artwork, and I'm trying to post more of it. I might try to start a blog for this channel, kind of as another place to interact and have you guys like send me things, or just if it's something big I want to talk about, just type it all out, put it on the blog, as a way of, if I miss you guys 1 week or something like that. But still deciding on that. Talking for me is a lot easier than typing and spelling, so that's why I thought the podcast was a good idea. What else? This is the first episode. Don't have a whole lot of structure yet, but yeah, I'm a gigantic Harry Potter nerd. I'll definitely want to do a whole episode on this, about my Ravenclaw-ness, but I'm a Ravenclaw. My Patronus is a Greyhound, and my wand is Sycamore with Unicorn Core. It's 12 and a quarter inches. Like I said, we'll get into all that, the flexibility tendencies of all that. And there will definitely be like heavy Harry Potter episodes and heavy video game episodes. For right now, we'll just keep it cash. My favorite video game is Kingdom Hearts. I don't really know how I got started on it, but if I remember correctly, one of my best friends in grade school, he was like 2 years older than me, and he had a PlayStation 2, and he got Kingdom Hearts, and we played it one day, and I just thought it was the coolest concept ever. Because I played games like Final Fantasy, grew up on Disney, and it's the perfect combination of both. Like, I know there's a lot of games out there, and I haven't played every single one of them. And I know a lot of people don't like kind of the in-betweens, but just man, Keyblades and Disney characters and villains and Final Fantasy characters and style, like, oh man, that's freaking awesome. Like, how cool is that? That's probably my third love after Harry Potter and video games. Fourth love, because I really like the show Friends. I could talk about all these things forever, but yeah, Kingdom Hearts, man. I'm excited for the third one. I've seen a lot of the game, or not a lot of gameplay, but I've seen some gameplay in the trailers, and it looks so amazing. Also, quick side note, I don't really consider this like as a 1, 2, or 3, as far as favorites go, but Spider-Man's my favorite superhero. I love superheroes, and we might get into that, but there's a lot of like story arcs and so many differences in storylines and stuff that it's a lot. As whereas Harry Potter, like, it's pretty straightforward. Obviously, there's a lot going around behind the scenes, but if you're a Harry Potter fan, I highly recommend signing up for a Pottermore account and getting sorted, getting your Patronus, getting your wand. It's a blast. I've done it a lot of times, and I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. If you're just laying in bed or watching a show or something, just give it a go. It's fun to see if they put you in the house that you think you should be in. Yeah, Pottermore is a very good resource for knowledge and writings, and J.K. Rowling does a lot of writings for it, and pretty much everything, or Everything on there is like seal of approval, 100% canon. Awesome. And the illustrations that they use for the stories and thumbnails and stuff are beautiful. Let's see. Right now, my favorite video game is Fortnite. That's definitely I feel like a cliche thing to say, because everybody is playing Fortnite and streaming Fortnite. But man, like I tried H1Z1. Not a big fan. Never tried PUBG because I wasn't a fan of H1. But then Fortnite came out and it was free to play, so I downloaded it. And oh my gosh, I don't think I've been that addicted to a game in a very long time. I haven't played it in a few days just because I've been busy with work. But I do have a squad, which we normally do pretty well. They play a lot together, just because their schedules line up a little bit better than mine do, or than mine does. But you know, we're pretty formidable. When three of us play at a time together, we're pretty solid. I think streaming Fortnite is difficult because it's so saturated, and you know, you've got to stick out if you want to. If you want to stick out, you've got to like there's no if ands or buts about it. You gotta find some way to do that and make a community around yourself. So like I said, random. I apologize ahead of time. I do my best to write down notes, but I'm so scatterbrained that I forget what I wrote down or jump ahead or whatever. But I'm really excited about this. I have been listening to a lot of podcasts recently, and they help me get through work. Because pretty much at work, I can listen to stuff all day just because of the nature of my job. And I just finished the Harry Potter series, and I was gonna start it over, but I really wanted to listen to some podcasts, so I found some Harry Potter ones. My current favorite one that I just started listening to on Thursday, today's Saturday, so a couple days ago. It's called Swish and Flick. It's got four women who are immensely into Harry Potter, and they're doing a reread of the series. And I think we just got to chapter 6 or 7 of the Sorcerer's Stone, and they just talk about a lot of interesting things, and you know, talk about how what's nice about doing rereads is that you pick up on a lot of things that you, doesn't matter how much you know about Harry Potter, you might have forgotten, or there's a lot of foreshadowing, stuff like that. And I would love to, when we talk about Harry Potter, to have a podcast like that, because I have a lot to say about Harry Potter. Like, it's crazy how much I'm into Harry Potter. Like, I know people who think I'm crazy, but you know what? What are you into this wholeheartedly? Like, probably nothing. So, and I don't know. Harry Potter has been a big, big part of my life. It means a lot to me. And you know what? I don't know where I would be, honestly, if not for reading those books. Like, whoa. They taught me a lot of life lessons that I'm sure a lot of people can concur. But, man, learned a lot of things about myself, a lot of things about just, you know, being who you are, about friendship, family. Not so much now that I'm not an adolescent, but you know, about love. I could talk forever about Harry Potter. So we'll see where this ride takes us. I'll wrap it up here. I think that was pretty good of an introduction. The music before this podcast is brought to you by none other than yours truly. I really enjoy making just random songs on GarageBand on my iPad or my phone. And this one is a section of a longer song that I made. And I don't know, I just really like it. I think it sounds really good. And it kind of gets you moving, but kind of makes you feel it's kind of groovy, and I really like it. So I hope you guys like it. This is on SoundCloud. If I can figure it out, it'll be on iTunes. And yeah, you can find it at What's the Word? Thoughts from a Ravenclaw. I just want to point out that any graphics you see on any of my pages are my own. I design my own. I designed them for this podcast. And you know what? I'm going to plug myself a little bit. If you listen to this and you ever need design work, you know, let me know. I'll hook you up. I love doing it. And I love helping other people out. I'm trying to think of an outro. And I was thinking about one the past couple days, and I haven't really been able to think of one. But because I like Harry Potter so much, and because I'm a proud Ravenclaw, well, for now, it'll just be, see you later, Ravenclaw Pride.